You know, we haven't done a joke in a while.
Oh, boy.
Since Friday.
Did we do a joke on Friday? I didn't remember that.
Okay. I think so. Well, it wasn't a very memorable joke, if it was.
Oh, well,
Friday.
That hurts my feelings. Yeah. No.
Not.
Yeah. So a guy of indeterminate hair color is in the bathroom, and his wife shouts, "Did you find the shampoo?" And he said, "Yeah, but I'm not sure what to do." She said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, it says for dry hair, and mine's already wet." Mine's already wet.
Thank you, Shriners. We'll be here all week. Try the veal.
It's wet.
Okay. I don't even get it. For dry hair?
Oh, God love you, cat. That made it funny.
No, this is very bad.
Well, you don't understand?
No.
No. You're confused?
Well, I'm on the verge of not caring.
Well, I understand. Well, but don't we all go through life that way? If you'll sometimes go in and look for, like, Breck shampoo.
Are you talking about, like, for dry scalp?
There you go.
Which don't ever say for dry hair.
No, but it says for dry or bleached hair, for instance. So,
oh.
So there you go. So that's... So, see, you kind of...
That's unfortunate.
Kind of knew what we were talking
about.
That
was a really unfortunate happening.
So, anyhow, you know, you
made
got...
my day.
You got Christmas parties coming up, and you know...
It just comes to show it was a bad joke. I have a good sense of humor.
I don't think we ever said anything about the quality of the joke. We just said we were going to do a joke. If you'd like to know someone better in 3 seconds, here's what you do. Challenge them to a game of rock, paper, scissors. This according to the Rock, Paper, Scissors, or RPS Society. The first weapon displayed by your opponent says a lot about their personality. So here you go. If it's a rock, if their first choice is a rock, likely confident and maybe even aggressive, you don't want to be backed into a corner. They will come out swinging. Maybe not literally. Paper, you're stable, the intellectual type. You probably are more passive aggressive. And then scissors. You're devious and calculating and likely want to play more than one round if defeated. So you see, no matter what you show, there are bad situations.
So how many strangers are willing to just play paper, rock, scissors with you?
Look, wouldn't they remember you from that standpoint? Hey, how are you? Would you like to play rock, paper, scissors?
I would think this guy's a
good player.
Hello?
Good morning. Hey, I love your guys' show, and Cat's an asset to it. But I got one question.
Sure.
Can you answer me? Does she have hair of indiscriminate color?
No, she doesn't. No, as a matter of fact, she doesn't. So,
well, actually, it is.
It is sort of.
It's a reddish blondish.
Yeah, so I would think it's more red. I think that's probably what. Haven't we posted a picture of you someplace? Isn't there a picture of
you
somewhere?
As a guy once said to me, or in a note in high school, "Oh, your hair is so brownish blonde."
Okay.
But I think it's reddish.
Okay, we're going to share notes that we got in high school now. Isn't there a picture of you somewhere?
Yeah, there's a picture on our website.
Yeah, okay. Well, we need to put it maybe up on the Infomaniacs page so people can see it. That's it. Bill McGuire is here this morning from the Better Business Bureau. How are you today?
I'm good, but I'm thinking about that rock, paper, scissors.
You know?
Never look at it the
same
again.
I'd be saying tank, cruise missile,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, no, we got to go with the traditional stuff. All right, so anyway, speaking of traditional stuff,
yes. It's
that time of year.
It is.
The tradition has to do with giving and receiving, and, you know, I know you've got some tips.
Yeah, well, and mostly my tips are about the holiday giving and keeping it a wise giving. December being the critical fundraising month for a lot of charities, many people make year-end gifts for tax reasons, or to extend the spirit of thanksgiving and generosity to those less fortunate. BBB Wise Giving Alliance offers a few do's and don'ts when it comes to charity giving, both at holiday time and year-round. First of all, do check out the charity carefully. Don't just take the word of someone else. Even good friends may not have fully researched the charities they endorse. You can go to www.give.org to verify that a charity meets BBB Wise Giving Alliance's 20 standards for charity accountability. Do be sure it's the right charity. A lot of times, Scott, with these scammers, they'll use a charity that sounds awful lot like a real charity. So you really want to check them out. Many phony charities will use that and will want to take care of your money, and it's always a case of mistaken identity. So you got to be careful of that. Do consider easy text to give options. The BBB Mobile Giving Foundation makes it easy to give smaller donations, usually $10, to charities they have selected and monitor on a daily basis, including those providing relief to victims of Hurricane Sandy. Go to www.mobilegiving.org to find out more. Donors can check out BBB Wise Giving Alliance evaluations on nationally soliciting charities for free at www.give.org. Many BBBs also rate local and regional charities. If you need more information on this, you can call us at 979-260-2222, or we do have about 50 of those every six-month editions of the Wise Giving Alliance. We have those at the office, so they can come by and pick those up. And that's what I've got for you.
Okay. And also, I guess we ought to mention, too, that the BBB.org site is bilingual as well.
It is bilingual. Yeah. And they're just going to prompt you to put in a zip code, and you can get to us very easily to our website.
That's it. Thank you a lot.
Great.
Yep, that's Bill McGuire here from the Better Business Bureau on Alternate Mondays. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.